This is called Our Children Playing Catch in the Evening of No Warning. And, you know, ironically, so the first poem, it's also one of the most recent poems that I've written. And it's about how being a parent for me was very interesting, just becoming a parent, because I didn't know two things. I didn't know it was going to be so sensuous that children would be, you know, climbing all over you all the time. In fact, I've hung out with Ralph's children lately, and they just jump on me. You know, they're all over. It's great. But I didn't understand that. The second thing I didn't understand was how paranoid I would become for them, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what I came to also understand is, connected to that paranoia, is the notion that, you know, we all end, including our children. This is called Our Children Playing Catch in the Evening of No Warning. A nearness in the twilight, the lovely arc. Cut grass, not yet the scent of elegy. Then the elegy, then the years. Now my four-year-old plying a small ball across the floor at his nine-month sister. My wife listening behind her book, the dusk rolling over the houses, the fingers of my right hand unfurling to catch a ball my father tosses a year before his death. That old fact, so dim today. Such a thing to learn. Not deliverance, nor elegy. Always the white ball in its sure circuit, the easy backward draw of the glove hand. In the sky above my children, I am playing ball, the warm crutches leaning like a song in the dugout as I limp for the batter's box. In the sky above my children, I limp for the batter's box, and watch a soft line drive float safely above a glove. And so the forgetting floats on the small charities of applause, the pinch runner's comic awe, my daughter, my son elaborate in his coaching. We can't hold all the facts for long. I'm still surprised how we stopped playing that one night when my father went inside astonished, hurt. The ball I'd thrown, the crisp, delayed ache when it drilled his forearm, his whispering how it actually hit him that this was not meant to be. There are no signs. That's the problem. As we stopped to listen to the last few seconds of dusk submerge beneath the evening of no warning, it may strike us again, the breath actually stricken from our lungs. Then the nearness in the twilight. Then the little ones in their time.